Greetings once again, pilgrims who have walked through the world of Esther and are now entering the realm of Daniel. It's another fall overcast day with the beauty of creation hovering all around us. And we've come to episode 2 in the book of Daniel, part of our dynamic duo daily reading series. It's Pastor Bob, and we are back at our home broadcasting studios in the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, just diagonally across the street from the famous Vine Street Christian Church, which welcomes one and all into the town of Arthur with its beautiful structure and landscaping to say, this is how important God is to us. Amen. And a banner, by the way, that reminds you to wear your mask and social distance. Amen. Wash those hands. Okay. Well, as you can hear, the monks are here. Chant of the mystics. The candle is burning, the cinnamon cider, and it's the kava tea that's speaking to me this morning. Well, we've learned a bit about Daniel and his mates being captured by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon during Babylon's conquest of Jerusalem. They were known to take the community leaders and the best and brightest. They self-selected those they would bring into exile, figuring if they brought the best and the brightest and the leaders, then the community itself would fragment and disintegrate. Indeed, they were correct. So Daniel's part of the exile with his mates, and he's selected with his mates to be part of the king's court, and he acquires some special gifts as they go through the training period, a 3-year training period ordered by the king. And one of the gifts that Daniel attains is the ability to interpret dreams and visions, understanding their meanings. And the end of episode 1 tells us that Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus's reign. King Cyrus is the Persian king who ended the exile of the selected Jews. But that's farther down the road. Let's get back to our story. Episode 2 starts with chapter 2, verse 1. And runs all the way through chapter 2, verse 23. Verses 1 through 23. This episode's entitled Nebuchadnezzar's Dream. One night, during the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that disturbed him so much that he couldn't sleep. He called in his magicians, his enchanters, his sorcerers, and his astrologers, and he demanded that they tell him what he had dreamed. As they stood before the king, he said, "I have had a dream that troubles me. Tell me what I dreamed, for I must know what it means." Then the astrologers answered the king in Aramaic, "Long live the king. Tell us the dream, and we will tell you what it means." But the king said to the astrologers, "I am serious about this. If you don't tell me what my dream was and what it means, you will be torn limb from limb, and your houses will be demolished into heaps of rubble. But if you tell me what I dreamed and what the dream means, I will give you many wonderful gifts and honors. Just tell me the dream and what it means." They said again, "Please, Your Majesty, tell us the dream and we will tell you what it means." The king replied, "I can see through your trick. You are trying to stall for time because you know I am serious about what I said. If you don't tell me the dream, you will be condemned. You have conspired to tell me lies in hopes that something will change, but tell me the dream, and then I will know that you can tell me what it means." The astrologers replied to the king, "There isn't a man alive who can tell your majesty his dream, and no king, however great and powerful, has ever asked such a thing of any magician, enchanter, or astrologer." "This is an impossible thing," the king requires. "No one except the gods can tell you your dream, and they do not live among people." The king was furious when he heard this, and he sent out orders to execute all the wise men of Babylon. And because of the king's decree, men were sent to find and kill Daniel and his friends. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, came to kill them, Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. He asked Arioch, "Why has the king issued such a harsh decree?" So Arioch told him all that had happened. Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time so he could tell the king what the dream meant. Then Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret, so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven, saying, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he alone has all wisdom and power. He determines the course of world events. He removes kings and sets others on the throne. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he himself is surrounded by light. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You have told me what we ask of you and revealed to us what the king demanded." And thus concludes episode 2 of our walk through Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's dream. For today's devotion, we're going to turn back to the Just for Today devotional, which speaks to us about our ability to live according to God's care in the very present moment, to be in the moment, right now, and each day, every minute of the day with God. It's called God's Will Today. Sometimes we make the decision to turn our will over to God, and it's great. We don't regret the past, we aren't afraid of the future, and we're generally pleased with the present. Sometimes, though, we lose our vision of God's will in our life. Many of us dream of erasing the mistakes of our past, but the past cannot be erased. Many of us are grateful this is so, for our past experiences have brought us to the recovery we enjoy today. By working the program, we can learn to accept the past and reconcile ourselves with it by amending our wrongs. Those same steps can help eliminate our worries over the future. When we practice spiritual principles on a daily basis in all our affairs, we can leave the results up to God. It seems as though there are those of us with the strongest faith who are the ones best able to live in the present moment. Enjoyment, appreciation, and gratitude for the quality of our lives. These are the results of faith in life itself. When we practice spiritual principles, today is the only day we need. Just for today. I will make the most of today and trust that yesterday and tomorrow are in God's care. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you're enjoying our introduction to Daniel and look forward to the episodes to come. Today, of course, is our middle Sabbath. And tonight we will have our Zoom discussion group on the finish of the book of Esther and the start of the book of Daniel. I hope you'll join us. The link is attached to this very email. Have a blessed middle Sabbath, and we hope to see you tonight. If not, we'll be back tomorrow with episode 3. Amen.